Yeah.
So we're in the middle of a very painful mitzvah of Rabbi Hanina ben Tadya and his daughter and his wife. So the we were up to the middle of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the last thing that we said was the explanation of Avona Kivai Subeni, that because she was medakdeket with Siyoteha, because of that she ended up at the Kubashel Zonot. The truth is that there's a rather fearful explanation of the Mesilas Yesharim, and they use this as an example of sometimes confusing motivations that are in a person. I mean, he says that clearly her entire hanhaga, I mean, the way that she would walk, was a function of her tzniut. She was extremely attractive because she was extremely high class. And the fact that she responded to them wasn't in order to find favor in their eyes, but it was the sense that, you know, this was something that's recognized and that it makes a difference and made a difference to her. But making that difference dependent on their opinions, and in which their thoughts were salacious thoughts and her responsiveness to the salacious thoughts, opened up the doorway to attacking everything that she did. It undermines a person's achievements to have them based on base issues. And each one of them, as they were taken, were matzik aleim es hadin. This is where we are up to. B'sha'ashi yatzu shloshtam, tzotku aleim et hadin. When they left the court to be this one executed, and they say, Hu amar atzur tamim pa'alo. And this actually follows, remember, Saul points out that this follows the Kishema Shemekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Since over here the taina against him was that it was Hoges Hashem Be'oti Otav, so that's what he's saying, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo, that if someone who isn't careful about the Havu Godel Elokeinu, Kishema Shemekra, then this is in fact the correct din on such a person. And Bito Amra, Ishto Amra, El Emuna V'en Avel, Bito amra gadol ha'itza v'rav ha'aliliya asher einecha pekuchot al kol darkei. This is the, because what she did was so medukdak and so subtle, the difference in what it was that she had been thinking and that she should have recognized that and so on, that she saw this as a profound penetration of her innermost self. Omar Rebbe, kam gedolim tzadikim halalu shenizdamdu lahem shalosh mikraot shatziduk adin b'sha'at tziduk adin. This is a tremendous madrega that a person should select specifically the issue of tzidek ha-din as it reflects upon them at the moment of din. Tana Rabbanan kishachala Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma halach Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion levakro. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was the god of Ador. Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion came to visit him, and Rabbi Yossi was dying. Oh, Marlo, Hanina achi, yata yodea asher umazo min hashamayim im lichua. Do you not understand that the Romans are not here by historical accident? They were put here by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheikh Riva et Beito, V'Sarfat Echalo, V'Argat Chasidav, V'Avdat Tuvav. Look at the damage that they've done. There's been no din against them. Adarabha, Adayin Hikayemet. And you have to take them very seriously. If they ask for something, it means that Yadam Al HaElyona, V'Nishamati Alecha, Shata Yoshev Osek V'Torah, U'Makil Kilot Barabim, V'sefer Torah munach lecha b'chekecha. I don't understand how you allow yourself to act this way. Amar lo, so Rabbi Hanina told him, no, min ha-shamayim yirachamu. You have to have bitochet. Amar lo, ani omer lecha dvarim shaltam. I'm speaking to you sense. V'ata omer li, min ha-shamayim yirachamu. What kind of stupidity is that? Tamei ani, im lo yisurfu otcha, v'ta sefer Torah, beish. I'd be very shocked if they don't burn you and the sefer Torah. Omar lo Rebbe, ma ani lechaye olam haba? Do I have a chance at olam haba? Omar lo klum ma'aseh baliyatcha? Did you ever do anything good in your life? Omar lo, I once did something good. Ma'ot shel purim nitchalfu li b'ma'ot shel tzedakah. I once, the Rashi learns it means that I got confused and I had set aside money for purim tzedakah, and instead I thought that they were the money that had been collected for tzedakah, and I gave them out to tzedakah, and I never took back that money. This was my mistake. I never took it back from the was responsible before he was the Gabbai. Tosfos says that doesn't make sense, because then the thing that he did, he doesn't even mention. The thing that he did is that I never took it back. I mean, so what, that's the whole point. Why doesn't he mention it? But Tosfos says the point is that he had invited Aniyim to the Chalukah, thinking that he had money for Aniyim, but he didn't. He had money that had been a special magbit for Purim. And when he realized that he had made a mistake, he didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable. So he took out of his own pocket the money that he would have given them, and that was the mitzvah that he gave it at that point. Now, obviously, he didn't take it back. I mean, because he knew in advance that he had to take it from his own pocket. In any event, this is something that I did that was good in my life. Oh, Marlo im Cain. Oh, if you did such a mitzvah, michel kachaya hechalki umigor alchaya hegor ali. Alavai, I should have such a chelik in Olam Haba. This is the famous Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Markos, which we spoke about, that Ratzak Adosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Yisrael Lefichach Yirbalahem Torah Mitzvot. The Rambam brings this Gemara to give an astonishing new Pirush to that idea, that Mishnah. And says, you see from this Gemara the fact that Rabbi Chanina ben Tarabian was going to be killed by Kiddush Hashem, and so on, means absolutely nothing. Because you have no idea what his motivations are, what his plan is. Maybe he has this thing about being a martyr. You know, it's a beautiful way to go out. It's glorious. It's a nice reputation. And it could be it's his own mishigas. People do things in mishigas. And martyrs are a dime a dozen. I mean, these guys are going around Allah Akbar. I mean, they have a chelik and Allah Akbar. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. What Rabbi Yossi asked him is, klum maaseh bali atcha. Did you stumble on something you weren't planning? I want to see how you react when you make a mistake. He said, yeah, I once got confused. Oh, what did you do when you got confused? I realized that I have to take it out of my own skin. He said, if that's the case, then you're a mensch. So No, the Rambam says much more. And the Rambam says that the Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here you're seeing that it's not the pshat that every mitzvah that a person does gives him Olam Haba. It's that a mitzvah that a person does without his own agenda gives him Olam Haba. So therefore, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakotik Yisrael, because some point in your life you're bound to stumble into some mitzvah that you didn't plan. And when you do that mitzvah, then you're zochah with that mitzvah. But all the other things that you do, that's just religion. That's nothing to do with mitzvah. So why should you get spirit?
You stumble over a blind man trying to cross the street, that's wrong.
Whatever. It's something a person will stumble over that he'll do with his whole heart, that he won't have a plan for, he won't have ulterior motivations for. And when you do something with your entire being, and you're committed to it, then that thing is enough to be mizaki. And that's where Rav Yossi was asking. Is there something in your life that you did that you could think of that didn't have a plan? Everybody's got a plan. Everybody's got a sheet that... Everybody's got a reason for everything that they do. You know, it's a big deal. You know, so you're Catholic and he's Jewish, and it's not a big deal. But show me that you did something. It's astonishing. Everybody learns, you have so many opportunities. It's, that's not the point. It's that you're bound to have one opportunity in your life. So it's so consistent with the whole, you know, the Gemara goes this whole time. Yesh kono lama b'sha'achas. The whole sugya over here is in terms of diktika b'psiyotea, and you know that little subtlety is for the right reason, the wrong reason, and it's rather frightening. And this is the Gemara that's brought in the Yonim of diktukatin, is the bitay show of the Chanina ben Tarabian. In any event, sure enough, amru lo hayu yamim mu'atim achiniftar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Indeed, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was niftar a short while later. And he was very popular with the government because he had been telling people that they should accept Rome. Golchu gog dolei Romi lekavrovis bidu esped gadol. They made a public funeral and all of the government officials were there and they said esped him about him. Bechazaratan matzu the Rebbe Chanina ben Tarabian. Shor Yosef vosek b'Torah makiu kilot b'rabim the Sefer Torah munach lo b'cheko. Made it exactly like that. Viu v'karchu b'sefer Torah, v'kifua b'chavilei zmurat, v'tzitu b'emet ha'ur. So they tied him to a pyre of slow-burning wood, wrapped him in a sefer Torah, lit it. They viu sfugin shel tzemer, and they brought They brought bundles of wool, v'sharum b'mayim, put them into water. V'nichum al libo, k'dev shelo teitzei nishmat omer. I didn't want him to be slowly roasted. Amra lo bito abba erecha bekach. I should see you like this after all that you've done. Amar la ilmale ani misrafti levadi. If I were put on a pyre to burn on my own, haya davar kasher li, I would have found that a little difficult. Achshav shani nisraf v'sefer Torah, ini mi shemevakesh elbonai shel sefer Torah hu yevakesh elboni. Now I feel that I'm in the same matzav as the sefer Torah. The one who will take the revenge for the sefer Torah will also search for what was done to me. Amru lo talmidav, Rebbe, ma ata ro'eh? What is it that you're looking at? Amar lahem gilyon or dvilin nisrafim v'otiot porchot. I see the sefer Torah burning, but the letters of the sefer Torah flying up to the sky. So they said to him, "Afatat tach picha, v'tikanes picha aish. Open up your mouth, burn your lungs out, so that you die for it. You have to suffer like this." Amar lehem mutav shiitlena mishenatna ve'al yachabel hu ba'atzmo. Let the one who gave me my soul take it, not that I should be involved in killing myself. Amar lo kastuniri, the executioner, said to him, "Rebbe, imani mar bebesh al hevet v'notel svugin shatzemer mi'alikcha. Ata mevieni l'chayel l'maba." I mean, when he saw this, it was a pretty moving thing to see. So the execution, Roman execution, did the shuva. And he said, if I heat this up, take off the svugim, will you bring me into Olam Haba? Amar lo hein. Of course, there's a whole question. How could he say hein if he said before that he doesn't want to be mechaba b'atzmon? Over here, he's giving the guy a heter to be mechaba b'atzmon. I mean, right, what is he telling the doctor? That he should be mechabo bo. That's the difference.
Isn't this witness to the feather away from the nose?
No, he's being marbe b'shal evet also.
No, it's not. Anyway.
Yeah.
Quicker.
No.
Okay.
Because then he could have done that himself too. But so, I mean, the whole tshuva remesh, but obviously it's nogea, you know, nogea, various medical elements. And there's a number of suggestions, but the truth is, I think that it's a double pashut that the court that is killing you, they kill you anyway at all. I mean, they should kill you in a merciful fashion. In terms of making your decision, he's telling the court, if we act like human beings and kill you correctly the way a court should, you know, we maybe me l'chayolam haba. But yes. It's not the child that I'm trying to save myself, the Tsar of Man. That's the correct thing to do. When he's sitting here torturing somebody, roasting him. That's outrageous. It's barbaric. You see, if I act like a man, should I do what I'm supposed to do? We already classed you're going to be killed. So then to kill you correctly, the way the court should have. So of course he tells that. That's your din. That's your business. That's your aloha. I mean, this is the way you're supposed to be acting. So what happened is, so miyad hirba b'shalevet v'natal sefugim shal tzemer me'alibo yatanish matobi meira. He died quickly. V'afu kafatz v'nafalatochor. The executioner jumped into the flames. And here too yatza batko v'amra Rabbi Chanina ben Tradun v'kalstaniri mesumanim lein mechayelom haba. And here as well bachor Rabbi v'amar yesh kona olamo b'sha'achat v'yesh kona olamo b'kama shanim. Here this guy, this executioner, suddenly was kona olamo haba.
Elaboration of the previous story?
No,
it's a different.
This is that story.
Elaboration of what happened?
Yeah, we just mentioned it briefly before. Look at the Arnake Shostadaka.
Before
we
can do any of
that, to ruin the gem? No, not the Romans would have gotten him. He wanted to show that this is he just wants to be with Rabbi Chanina. Now, what happened after this was that Beruria, who was Rabbi Meir's wife, was also a daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, a sister to the girl that had been put into the Kuba Shel Zonot. And she didn't exactly like the idea that her sister was in the Kuba Shel Zonot. She felt it reflected poorly on the family. So she said, Amralo, she said to him, Zila bimilsidi asvachtai, the Kuba Shel Zonot. I find it demeaning that this should be allowed to go on. My sister sitting in a kubashal zonot. I want you to do something about it. So shakol tarkav de dinri. Rabbi Meir took a tarkav, it's trevakav, it's a old bushel of dinrei zahav. Yadol, and he went to buy her out. Omar, and he said, I know that I could be zolcha to a nace if she never did an iser, in other words, if she never participated in anybody who wanted to take her, so then a nes will happen. But if she ended up actually becoming a zona and participating willingly, so then no nes can happen. So he went and he dressed himself up like a Roman horseman. Omar la, and he goes and he says to her, Ashmi anili, it's you I want. Omar la, so she says to him, Dashtanana, I'm Anita, you don't want me. Omar la, mitrachman etach, I can wait for you, honey, you're the only one I want. Omar la, so she says to him, no, nefishim tuvna shafirmina, there's beautiful girls here, I'm nowhere near the top. You should go look around. So he said, oh, Shema Mina Lo Avda Yisur. It's clear if that's the way that she responded to me, she's never done anything wrong. Apparently called the Asi. I'm like, oh, whoever comes, she does this whole shtick. You know, she says it's about time of the month for me and go find yourself some other girl and I can recommend cubicle 32 and go look around, you'll find somebody better. So then he decided that he can be samech, and a nes will be done for us. So he goes to the shomer of the kubot shel zomot, and he tells him, "Hava ni'ala, I want to buy her." Amar lein, mistafidim imalchuta. When that's all I need is they should find out that I let one of the girls go. Amar lein shkuta kavad adin. Look, I got $1 million over here in gold. You take it. Palga plach, use half of it to buy your way out of anybody who accuses you of anything. Upalga lavi lachan, let the other half you keep for yourself. And Tosfos learns the palga plach is that what happened is that the government would take a share of estimated earnings of prostitution. So it's basically government instead of the mob, it was the government. But the point is that he was going to have to cover her earnings. And if you'd have to cover her earnings, because he couldn't say she's not there anymore. She's going to have to cover her earnings all the time. So Omar Leiso, he says to Rabbi Meir, it's all very nice. I mean, what do I do after the third year, I mean, v'chishalmi mayavi, what do I do when I run out of the money? Omar Leiso, Rabbi Meir says, at that point, all you have to do is say, Eloha de Meir Anini. And you will be saved. Omitatzalta, you will be saved. It's an amazing story, because he doesn't tell him, take $500,000 and start by saying Yalah the Mayor Anini, right? He has to give him another $500,000 to bribe his way through. And then, if he runs out, then you always have a backup. You can only use the 10 shtick as a backup, you see. Omar Lane, so the guy says, well, it's, very nice, but I'm certainly not going to risk my life on a little charm. Who's to say that that's going to make any difference? Here, I'll show you. So Avahanu Kalbe Devik Achlin, they had these, what do they call those dogs that keep people up alive? No, those are the nice ones. Yeah, all right. What's the German one? The Rottweiler. Yeah, anyway. So they had some of those dogs around to use for intruders. So Shokal Kali takes a piece of heavy dirt and he throws it on their head. Hey, boy. Shanabahu. So they didn't exactly like that. And Havigasulamichle, they're coming to attack Rabbi Meir, tear him to shreds. Omar Elohadu Meir Anini. So Rabbi Meir says, Elohadu Meir Anini. And they immediately let off. And they run away to Shavkua. So Yavetlah, he goes and he gives the sister-in-law, he gives back to Rabbi Meir. Lusot Ishtama Nilsa, what happened is Ishtama Nilsa Bemaka, the government heard about this little thing that he let her go. Atyua, they take him in Askulas Kifa, they bring him to put him on the cross. So he says, as he's going up there, Allah the Mayor Amini. So they say, what was that? Haktur, they take him down. He said, what was that? My high. Amar Lahu, so he says, look, this is Haki Avi Maita. This is what happened. So Atu Krukakula Dmuti, the Rabbi Mayor, Pikhla Rum. So what they did is they got one of those police artists. What do they do when they recreate what's that called?
Huh?
There's a special word for it.
There is a word for it, yeah.
But anyway, they were able to construct his image And they put it on, they posted it in all the post offices, the entrance to Rome. Everybody came in, you know, wanted, number one suspect, and they had Rabbi Meir's face there. And, Amri called the chassid, the pratsuf, and anybody seeing this man, live, say, bring him in. So Yuma Chatzas, one day they saw him. Rat Abbasi start chasing him. Rat Mikamaz, he runs away from them, all the Bezonos, and he goes into a whorehouse. And they figure that can't be really there. He certainly wouldn't go there, because this is the way in which he had been Zoka to the Nase to save her. So Ikani Amri, others say that what happened is that we're going, we saw this before in Sur, that we're cooking out in the street. They have some chazer and their stuff. They're cooking over there, and he sticks his finger in. He sticks one finger in, and he sucks his other finger. So it looks like he's enjoying it. They say, well, it couldn't be Rabbi Meir. I mean, he would never eat that stuff. So chaza tomash baha umotak baha. That's very, very fast thinking. And Ikani Amri, others say, this was definitely Eliyahu's prize disguise, that Eliyahu appeared as this incredible harlot, Idna Lekezona. Karafein, he falls all over him, and they're, George, honey! And he falls all over him, you know. It couldn't be Rabbi Meir. How would he know this woman? Right? So they go, no, it's got to be mistaken. Right? And they figured it couldn't be him. Then they said to themselves, oh, Chas v'Shalom, that was Rabbi Meir. I mean, I know how he off, yeah. How could that be him? So come Arak, he decided it's time to get out of here. Also to Bavel, and that's when Rabbi Meir had to run out of town and move to Bavel. Yikidi Amri Mihamai, some say that was the reason he ran away. We know he ran away. Yikidi Amri Mihamai said the Bruria, others say it was that horrible story with his wife, where she was a big Talmud. And she always used to laugh that the Chachamim would say the Noshim Da'atan Kalot, that she was much smarter than they were. So what are you saying, Da'atan Kalot? And Rabbi Meir said to her, you know, Da'atan Kalot has nothing to do with how smart you are. It has to do with how easy you are to move. You're tall, you're easy. But I'm going to show you, one day you're going to agree that I was right. So he gets one of his students to go and seduce her. So he works a long time on getting her to agree. Finally agrees. And then he says, you see, Nashim Datan Kalot. Now she didn't exactly like that. She went and committed suicide. And it was such an awful thing that he had to leave town Rabbi Meir. So Ikidi Amri Mima say the Bruria, others say it was because of the mice of Bruria that he ran to Bavel, not this particular mice. Tana Rabbana, Aholeflit Stadinin Ulcharkom, somebody who goes to the stadium or to a charkom. A charkom is where they're doing a siege, and what they would do is that at the siege they would make a whole, basically, performance to keep people excited, and people would come and whatnot. They would do exactly the same kind of things they do in the stadium. And they would put on a whole show, and so people would come to attend.
Called
DNA. Yeah, that's right. The Ra'asham at Anakashim. Somebody who sees over there, you know, the fortune tellers are hanging around over there, and the palm readers, and the achavarim, the people that are the snake charmers, and the bukions, and the mukions, and the mulions, and the lulions, and the blurions, and the salgurions, and so on. Rashi says these are various types of performers, and clowns, and, you know, different kind of crazy. I don't know, does he have any Latin over there on the side?
But,
to define what these are, but Rashi just says they're types of late sanut.
Mukion, makor, hamla, ulai,
hamila,
hamla, ulai, litanit, mukus or muchus.
Do we have any? Huh? Okay, clown. Any of them? Maybe let me look at it. Where is it? Okay. Muchos. Mulio is it's one of those, you know, is a mule. You know, it could be one of those things where people go in, they go in, and you have two people in them, you know.
One
walk around. Yeah, they walk around. And the Lulion he brings from the Greek, which is just the word, somebody who talks, maybe. It's a stand-up comic. A talker, you know, fast talker.
Exactly.
Stand-up Tom, kind of thing. Blurion, he suggests, may come from, this is already a little bit of a, from the Greek flurious, which is stupid or an idiot. So maybe he did, like, he acts like a, you know, acting like the fool. And the salgarine he brings from the Latin sugilleria, which is part of the Saturnalia things that they used to do. Again, he doesn't say exactly what they would do. But, that's it. Tarsogatri brings, of course, the root from theatron, obviously. Okay, fine. In any event, so somebody who goes and gets itself involved in this, Harezim Moshav Leitzim, the whole point over here is just to be involved in emptiness and cynicism. V'aleim ha-ketuv omer ashrei ha-ish asher lo halach v'atzad resha'im ki'im b'torat Hashem chefzo. Why does it say ki'im b'torat Hashem chefzo at the end, as if that's a contrast? Ha-lomarat ha-shedvorim halalu mevi'im et ha-adam lidei bitul Torah. Ultimately, involvement in this type of thing, you see clearly from the ki'im b'torat Hashem chefzo, is that the person ends up losing his connection, his dveikus to Torah, and becomes mevatel the Torah. Doesn't mean anything to him. Obviously, this doesn't mean bittul Torah the way it's used modern. I mean, it doesn't bring the bittul Torah. I mean, when the bittul Torah to sit there watching and all of this nonsense. But bittul Torah means the real sense of bittul. It's mevatel the Torah and all of its meaning. Obviously, a person doesn't. You know, there's times where a person says, "I need to relax." So you have to learn at that point. You know, saying it's bittul Torah, but it's mainly the bittul Torah, the thing itself. Ends up taking his mind away from Torah. Ramini asks the Gemara, how can we say that that's considered to be a pagam in Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach? Doesn't it say Hochim Litzadinim? That or it's mutter to go to Litzadinim, to go to a stadium, Mipnei Shetzoveach U'Matzio, because it's possible. So if you see a Jew there, that's being that is one of the gladiators. So the audience can shout and ask for, you know, this guy, you know, we want him pardoned.
No,
yeah, that's like a favor. So therefore, the more Jews you have in the audience, the more you have a chance of saving somebody. And you could do that. You can also go to the Charkom, because the Charkom, I mean, after all, the army is there in the Charkom for your benefit. I mean, that's Yishuv Medina. I mean, they are doing a war, and ultimately they're the government, they're the ones that are protecting you. I mean, so for you to show your support is okay. What's important is that you should not be part of them to actually, you know, do any of their worship or to join the Goyish army at Tosfos Springs and to show that you're literally part of their society, but that you should certainly show support for the efforts that they're making. In any event, here it seems that both of these are mutter. And it says, Yine tchashev v'mamasur. So we have both the itztadinin is contrary to what we said a moment ago, that itztadinin is asur. And here it says mutter. Kasha charkom acharkom. Here it says also, before we said charkom is asur, we're saying charkom is mutter. So obviously the charkom part is no question, because we just explained ourselves that there's two ways of going to the charkom. One in which you act like you're part of them and join them in their worship or their activities. And the other is where you're not. So that could be the meaning of the two brachot. So kan b'mitchashev imahem, kan g'shein mitchashev imahem. But the question of itztadinin, where it's said over there that the point is you have an opportunity to engage in hatzalat nefashot by being in the stadium, why then would it say it sometimes it's asur? I mean, you don't know at any point whether somebody's going to be showing up that can be helped. Kasha, that's a problem, isn't it? It is indeed. And tanoi yitzemachlokes tanaim, detanya. It's not correct to go to a stadium and to watch the bullfights and so on, because it's Moshav Leitzim is another girsa that is mipneshim shofchei damim. It's worse than just Moshav Leitzim. I mean, it means that you're passively or maybe even actively encouraging shvichus damim. You know, you get up and clap and whatever, and the whole thing over there was bloody and horrible. And what type of thing is that? What you want to be involved in? Gladiators and so on. It's pure Roman monstrosities. That's the other Girsa, not San Moshav Leitzim.
As opposed to like a matador where it's an animal.
Well, but it was also not dangerous. It's also, I mean, what kind of craziness is this? Rabbi Nosson Matir Mipnei Shnei Dvarim. It's Rabbi Nosson's sheet that we saw before. So he's a Dat Yachid we see over here. because he holds that since it's possible, even though, you know, obviously it may be far-fetched, but since it's possible, echad mevesh tzaveach umatzio, first of all, you could save somebody's life. If you can know that the person is a Jew, then you can give him a thumbs up. And if you see a Jew killed, you may make the difference of being able to allow his wife not to be an aguna, because you could say, I saw the guy killed. And mamela, as long as there is a tzad l'teva in what you're doing, and that's your kavana, so it's okay to go. So the rabbanan ein olchin l'tartiyot u'l'karkesiyot b'pnei she'mezablim sham zibul avodat kochavim, di Rebbe Meir. In theaters and circuses, says Rebbe Meir, they are osek in zibul l'avodat kochavim. Now Rashi learns zibul is a lashon yizbeleni ishi. Yizbeleni ishi means to take care of me. So when you're mezabel something, you fertilize, you make it more fertile, and so on. And therefore, since they generally use those kind of occasions for benefits, so they got a benefit circus or a benefit play, and those the money is given to the church, and they put out propaganda and so on, and they make meetings about it. And that's the way things were done. To do that, even though you may be going only for the entertainment value, is usher. So says Rebbe Meir. Well, I want to say, look, if they do that, by the way, Tosfos learns mizablim is simply an ugly word for saying mizabchim. So then if they bring, we're saying they are bringing zvachim. So you don't want to say zvachim, you're saying they're bringing zebel. So they're mizablim instead of mizabchim. So you're saying, but that's what it means, right? So according to the Chachamim, if it's a makom that they are mizabel, so then it says, "Mishubchshara avodat kochavim." People think that you may be going there and participating with them. Umakom she'ein mizablim sham, asur mipnei moshav leitzim. And even if they don't, the whole purpose in these places is simply to encourage you to throw off any sense of ol and dveikus to Torah and so on. Now, my binayu, what is the difference between these two approaches? Now, if we learn what is the difference between the two approaches, namely between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, then as Tosis points out, this is sort of a crazy question. Because, I mean, if Rabbi Meir is saying that the only point is Mipnei is Zablim, and he's got no problem with Mipnei Moshav Leitzim, so Lamaitse in a performance that has nothing to do with the church, and it's purely commercial, so then according to Rabbi Meir, it would be Mutter to go, and according to the Chachamim, it would be Asher to go. So how can you ask such a crazy question, Mai Binayu? I mean, in lecha may be nayo, God only that. I mean, it's giving two totally different reasons. What would that mean? So therefore, Tosfos explains, and as is Marumas and Rashi as well, that the question is not about what the, obviously the difference is enormous, but since the Chachamim also mentioned Makom Shemizablim, right? Why would they mention Makom Shemizablim? Why don't they simply say, so if they're throwing in a new explanation, and by the way, you'll notice it's not the same. They say Mishum Chshad Avodat Kochavim. He never mentioned Mishum Chshad Avodat Kochavim. He says Mipdeshu Bezablim Sham Zibul, correct? So that means that even though they're agreeing in a Makom Shem Zablim, they obviously hold that it has different implications. La Halacha. That's the question, not the other issues between them. Indeed, does it suggest maybe even that was the question? Not my be now, what's the difference between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? But my be now, what's the difference between a place where you are mezabel, where it's usher because of the zibul, or a place where it's usher only because of the moshav leitzim? That could be the question. In any event, my be now, omri b'chanin misura, natsav natani, kabinayu. The difference is that it seems that according to the way Rabbi Meir is learning, it's not Mishum Chshad. It's Mishum Shemizablim. In which case, you have to assume, and we saw this earlier in the Masechta, when people have money that was Miyuchat for Avodat Kochavim, because they sold Avodat Kochavim and so on, then the money itself is us. So anything that you would do there, and, you know, so you went there in order to set up a stand or a booth and you're selling things, and you're part of the fair atmosphere and so on, you wouldn't be allowed to use that money. If it was true zibul avodat kochavim, according to Chachamim, the thing is that that's not that the money. I mean, they're not going to ask for the money. Mishum chshad, people will say, "Why are you involved in a church affair and so on?" But we're certainly not going to ask for the money. Or if you learn the other pshat, If that's the second suggestion, then it means in a makom she'ein mezav, you don't have to be choshish on the money, it's only b'shul ma'ishav leitzim, whereas in the first pshat, you would have to be choshish for the money as well. Donash Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, my dichtiv, what's the meaning of the whole series of steps that the David HaMelech speaks of in the opening of Tehillim of the relationship to the Yetzer Hara? It says, Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ve'Atzav Rasha'im, doesn't go. Uvderech Hatayim Lo Amad, doesn't stand. Uvmoshav Lekin Lo Yashav. It doesn't make sense, the order. I mean, if he never was Halach, Halach means just to walk by, so then how could he ever come to be Amad? And if he was never Amad, he didn't even stop for a minute. So how did he get to be Yashav? I mean, you want to tell me a man who wasn't Yoshev, he wasn't even Omeh, he wasn't even Oleh, fine. I mean, that's nice, and you can say that. But here it seems to be inverted. And then, how do you come to the Letzanut if you never got there? The point is that he's saying that if you start, if you don't listen to the Ashrei Yeshesh Shalom Allah, the end result is Sofo La'amod. You may think you're just passing by. I'm interested to see. You're interested to see, it grabs your attention. Grabs your attention, you're all made. Once you're all made, Sofo La'ishev, you know, sit down and watch already. Why not?
Just
for a moment. Exactly. This is why you don't have a cable. Yashav, Sofo La'alus. Once you sit down, then in the end,
finished.
The imlat, and if a person comes to matzav in which he's nitfas to litzonis and looks down at the meaning in the world, Allah v'katuv omer im chachamta chachamta lach. You put in the work to become wise in life. You made yourself. V'latzka levat chatisa. You're going to have to take the results of your litzonut on yourself too. Omer Rav Elazar, kolam itlotzeit yisurim ba'in alav. Somebody who learns to laugh things off. It doesn't mean it's time to laugh. It means to laugh things off. It means like cynicism. It's like Mizrach Hashem compares it to the Magen Mashuach B'Shemet. It's like a guy's got anything you say to him, it slides right off. He's got like one of these well-oiled shields.
Teflon.
Yeah, exactly. So the person becomes completely impervious to any type of serious discussion. And therefore, the only result for such a person is, as Mr. Yeshorn points out, a normal person who doesn't have that kind of attitude is constantly laughing things away. So when he hears something, he can think about it, he can take it seriously, and that can change him. He doesn't need Yisurin. But someone who's always laughing off things, the only way to get him to respond is to crush him. So call him mitlotzit yisurim ba'in alav. Shinemar v'yata al titlotzitzu. Hem yechazku musrechem. Don't laugh this off, because if you do, you're going to end up having to hurt to discover something you could have figured out with your brains. Marlo hu rav l'rabbonan. Rav would often give advice to his talmidim and beg them not to hurt themselves. So one of the things that he said was bamtuta be'ina minayecho. Please, I'm begging you. One thing, you shouldn't get into that kind of habit, which is unfortunately so prevalent and, you know, among people that are learning. To laugh things off, to always be smarter than everybody else. So lo late to our life for Yisurim, because the only result is that it comes to break you in the end. Not only that, to somebody who is nitfas to Latsonus, he ends up losing this Yad Rishmaya for his Parnosa. Shemar Mashach Yado at Lotetzim. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one whose Yado is Pasuach L'Kol Chai. He's Moshech Yado. He takes his Yad away from those who are Mitlotetzim. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lotish Kolamot Mitlotetz Nofel B'Geinom. The end result is that someone who is a late falls into Geinom. Shemar Zeid Yahir late Shemo. So somebody, he was a Zayd, he does things to Zadon, Yahir, and he's arrogant about the way that he acts. Such a person, his name is Mr. Leitz. And Oseh Be'evrat Zadon, Evra, is a Lashon of Gehenna. So he does his zadon in hell. Shenemar yom evra yom ahu. That's discussing the whole din le'atid lavot. Om Reboshe kol amit yaher nofel b'yehenom. Forget about litzanut. The gava itself, the arrogance, brings a person to hell. Shenemar zed yahir leit shemo oseh be'evrat zadon. Ve'nevra le'yehenom shenemar yom evra yom ahu. Om Rebchani loy barchani loy. Kol, or Tankum barchani loy, obviously is the name that we're familiar with. Kol ha-mitlotzeitz goren kliya la'olam. An individual that is mitlotzeitz causes the world to be destroyed. You were looking for something like this, I believe. Shedemar va'ata altitlotzeitzu. Pen yechaskum musrechem. Ki chalav nechratzar shamati. I hear a gezeira of absolute wiping out a world. Not just you. Oh, Rabbi Elazar kashahi. This leitzanut is the worst thing because it starts, you'll notice, pen yasku yimis musrechem. But it doesn't end with that, because a leitz could stand up against that too. So folchliya, the end result is absolute destruction. Dorash Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi. We talk about ashrei ish, shalom halach. Well, we're talking about like this. The ashrei shalom halach, that means somebody who doesn't attend. He doesn't go to their tartiot and karkasiot shal ovdei kochavim. That's somebody who gets himself involved. Amad bekangion. Those are the hunts with the dogs and the, you know, all of the excitement of the hunt. B'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Shlo yashav betachpolot. Didn't sit down to see the type of things. Sit there and discuss things and figure out all the different the different ways that you can influence things. Shema yomar adam hoyel v'lo alach miletartiyos akar kasiyot lo amarati v'kangiyon. Since I don't involve myself in these things, so, you know, I can basically, I want to stay clean, keep my hands clean. Best thing is go to sleep. stay safe. Therefore, continues the pasuk, ubitorato yehegeh yomam v'layla. These also are references to models that we have. Where there was an Eitzah at that time. Where do we find an Eitzah? The Eitzah in his lifetime. This is the Dor HaFloga. Because over there it says, Hava nivna lanu ir. Hava nivna is that let's be mityayitz to do this. So he was Lo Alakba and Shei Atzat and Shei Dor HaFloga. Shushayim ayu. Shunamar Hava nivna lanu ir. But there chataim lo amad, that refers to Amidat Sedom. Well, over there the lashon of chataim appears. That's where it appears. Anshei Sedom ra'im v'chataim v'ashem od. V'moshav leitzim lo yashav. That's plishtim. When he went to the plishtim, we know that the plishtim are leitzanim, and they like to belittle things, to cheapen things. How do we know this? From the story of Shimshon. Because the Vayiketov Liban, Vayomu Kirula Shimshon Yisachek Lanu. They take Shimshon and they make a fool out of him. Ashrei Ish, Yoreat Hashem. What does that mean, Ashrei Ish? You say Ashrei Yoreat Hashem? I mean, Ish would mean Ish below Ish, Ashrei Isha. I mean, how would it, you can't say it's more masculine, but in Yoreat Hashem, I mean, there's a difference between a male and a female. Amrav Amram, Amrav, no. Hashrei Ish means Hashrei Misha Oset Teshuvah Kishu Ish. While you're still young and virile and you've got your red blood, that's when to do Teshuvah, which we, you know, we learned many times in the Rambam, that it's not just an Eitz Teva, that it's definitive of the nature of Teshuvah. Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Omer, it means Hashrei Misha Mitgaber Yitzro Ke'ish, fight like a man, that's what it means. It's like an expression, you would say. Become a soldier to fight against your Yetzirah, like a gibor. B'mitzvotav chafetz ma'od. Amar Rabbi Elazar, this means b'mitzvotav in the actual mitzvah per se. V'lo b'schar mitzvotav, not what you get out of a mitzvah. So you see how consistent this is with the entire sugya, Reb Chanina ben Tzvi, on the story of the klum ma'isa bali yotcha. It's got to be the mitzvah qua mitzvah. V'hainet it's not. And that's why we find in the Mishnah, hu haya omer, Al tiyu kavadim ha-mishamshim et harav amanat ha-kabel pras, ela heyu kavadim ha-mishamshim et harav shalo amanat ha-kabel pras. And we'll see the long story of Ki B'Torat Hashem Katzuv. No, it's part of the whole same drasha. But it starts the next sugya. We'll see it tomorrow.